Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of Pastor Dolly Bunnings, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah, God. From Apostle Horsley, I'll be leading us off this morning. Hallelujah, God. Prayer service, hallelujah. This is our power prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching these bodies, O Lord God, and that you have brought us up, that you have woke us up in our right mind, O Lord God, able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God, on this Thursday morning, Lord God, the 17th day, O Lord God, of September, Lord God. God, you have blessed us, O Lord God. You have kept us, O Lord God. You're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Realizing, God, that there is none greater, Lord God. There is none greater than you, Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, O Lord God, the early rising this morning, O Lord God. We are able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. Give you the honor, the glory, the praise we which you deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. During the time that we're going through, O Lord God, and all that we're going through, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you're yet moving by your spirit, O Lord God. You're yet moving by your power, Lord God. You're yet blessing us, O Lord God. And we thankful to you, Lord God, and we bless and we praise your name, God. For Lord God, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, O Lord God, here on the Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, how you're blessing your people, O Lord God, how you meet needs, O Lord God, how you're answering prayer, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God. Asking you, Lord God, that you be with us, O Lord God, as we go through this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, and continue on out through the hour in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you bless the infant babies that were born, O Lord God, between yesterday's prayer line and today's prayer line, O Lord God. Even in this very minute, O Lord God, that you would bless and keep, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, our children, oh Lord God, our children, oh Lord God, that is going to school, oh Lord God, and in the schoolhouse, oh Lord God, our children, oh Lord God, who goes into the work area, Lord God, all of those who are working at home, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, virtually working, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are looking for jobs, oh Lord God, those that have lost their jobs, oh Lord God, those that are on employment, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God, that you would touch God in a miraculous way, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you would bless and keep, Lord, by your spirit and by your power, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we came to worship you, Lord God, realizing, God, that there's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. Lord God, thanking you for my wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, children, grandchildren, everybody else's grandchildren, oh Lord God, and husbands, oh Lord God, how you're leading and guiding, oh Lord God, how you're leading us through, oh Lord God, by your precious Holy Ghost, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, at this time that we're going through right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. For God had spoken once or twice, and I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. So Lord God, we come to worship you, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God. We come to give the name, the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. We would to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realize that, Father, that there's none greater than you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray those that are sick and afflicted, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are suffering, oh Lord God, with kidney failure, heart condition, oh Lord God, and other respiratory problems, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that have backaches, headaches, oh Lord God, their body is just out of alignment. This morning, God, we call it into alignment in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're moving, oh Lord God, according to your will, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, during this time, oh Lord God, of confusion, oh Lord God, during the time of a pandemic, oh Lord God, we're still here, Lord God, standing on the radio here, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, looking forward to you, oh Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh Lord God. Therefore, Lord God, we cry this morning, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God, we pray. Amen, O Lord God. Lord God, as the prayer had continued, O Lord God, as it moved along, O Lord God, hallelujah, God, we thank you, O Lord God, because you told us that we need to forgive men. Hallelujah, their transgression, O Lord God. If we do that, Lord God, you will forgive us, O Lord God. But if we forgive them not, O Lord God, neither will you forgive us, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, as we look to go forward, O Lord God, and continue in this hour of power of prayer here on Block Talk Radio. We thank you, O Lord God, for our Pastor, Lord God, the teacher, the great woman of God, Pastor Darlene Brunson, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the scripture of the week, oh Lord God, that was found in Romans, oh Lord God, the 14th chapter, Lord God. And we had get very excited about it, oh Lord God, the word, oh Lord God, all by itself, oh Lord God. We thank you how you sent your spirit, oh Lord God, to minister unto us in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we thank you, we praise you, oh Lord God, for that 17th chapter, Lord God, Romans it was. Yes, Lord. Romans 14 and 17. Just one verse of scripture, Lord God. Hallelujah. Said, For the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, Lord God. It was a complete statement then, Lord God, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. It was at this time here when God moved by his spirit and by his power, he began to pour up all the credit this to him, that he began to speak to us about things, about judging people and meat and drink and holy days and coming together and regarding things that were holy, O Lord God, the things that were sacred, hallelujah to God. But when it got to this here, 14th chapter, he started speaking about joy in the Holy Ghost. He spoke about preaching and being saved, hallelujah to God. In the first chapter, he spoke about, hallelujah, about the wages of sin, what that was. It was the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God was eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And on yesterday, as we began to expound, we got excited because when you begin to go into the spirit realm of God, when you realize, once you catch the revelation, hallelujah to God, of who you are in God, hallelujah to God, it changes your life, hallelujah to God. It will move you into a place where you need to be, glory to God. It changes you. It doesn't change everybody, although it has the power and the ability to change everybody. But a lot of times people just don't want to push or press their way in there. And a lot of times, pardon me, they figure that they are not worthy, hallelujah to God. But it says also that people that sat on the regency of darkness, they saw a great light, hallelujah to God. Those that were by the seaside, they saw a difference. And it will make a difference in your life when you press into the kingdom of heaven, when you press into the spirit of God, when you begin to worship God on that order, on that level, hallelujah to God. It makes a difference in the whole day. Like I see, as we were praying even on yesterday, I was out of the driveway on the way to work there, and the Holy Spirit just let me know, you left your telephone in there. Didn't have to, but then the Lord just showed me that he's omnipresent, hallelujah to God. Pastor Dolly said she had gotten a revelation. She might say more about it this morning, about the place that we were at, but it works with everyone different, hallelujah to God. But in Jude 1 and 20, it says, building yourself up, well, I'm building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God. It's very important that we do these, that we do this at this time. I found out, you know, music is wonderful. Hallelujah, God. You know, I was going. I'm looking for the CD. I have a CD for Pastor Dolly and beautiful music on the CD. It's very nice. It was work that she had did out of her heart for the love of God. I can't call the name. I know it when I see it in the drawer there. But what happened when she made that song? It was music. She had children's doing a part. Matter of fact, one of the tracks play at the end of the broadcast when she gives the invitation to come to Christ. Hallelujah to God. And the music, it has a way of healing. It has a way of deliverance. That's why a lot of times I start the broadcast off after we say good morning to you with singing, to worship, to come into the presence of God. It's a difference when you come into the presence of God, when you enter into his court with thinking. I believe Pastor alludes herself a lot of times about waking up and dancing when your feet hits the floor, hallelujah to God, and start your morning off with dancing, hallelujah to God. Start your morning off with worship and praise and having that joy in the Holy Ghost. It moves you to a level, and it will continue there, hallelujah to God. It will continue there. Hallelujah. It begins to let you know that you're there, that you're in contact with heaven, that God is for you, that you have on your armor of God, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God, that you have on your, you know, your feet are sharply preparated with the gospel of peace, that good news, again, that you would have for everybody. You have the breastplate of righteousness that was able to quench all the fiery darts of the adversary, because you're always under attack because of who you are. Because who God has, because he put his seal upon you, you have been sealed with the seal of the Father. You have been sealed from the citizenship of heaven. They know that you are. You can't blend in, hallelujah to God. There's no way that you're going to be able to hide, hallelujah to God, because you get illuminated, hallelujah to God. You carry yourself different. You begin to walk different, hallelujah to God. I found out that when you have music and when you begin to worship God, according to the music, That music, as you begin to worship, I felt it in my own life begin to push illnesses out of the body, hallelujah to God. It begins to change the way you feel about things, hallelujah to God. It changes everything. It begins to move in your body up and down supernaturally, just tending the little things that are in the body. It's in your blood, it's in your DNA. As it begins to circulate through the body, it begins to purify things and get things regulated, hallelujah to God, and get it ready to go. If you please, if you get it ready to move out the body. A whole lot goes on when you're beginning to worship God. Let me do 1 and 20. It says, beloved, not building yourself up on your most holy faith. Building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. That's when you're there. It's your most holy faith. Keep yourself in love, which love also covers a multitude of sin. Love is what God said. He loved the world because he sent his only begotten son. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Keep yourself in the love of God and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. When you're there, worship and praise to God, you're looking for this great expectation that's going to come, that you be touching that eternal life. That's the thing that's inside of you that's not going to die. That's where you're going to be when the time comes, when you get lifted up, when you begin to push yourself forward. And everybody else that's around you, they can feel it on you. They know that it's there, governing your life. You know, I noticed that a lot of times, and maybe a long time, I just took underscored it, that when you begin to worship God, when you come to the hour of power of prayer and you start your day off in prayer, you hear the song, you hear the preaching, you hear the teaching, you hear modesty, you hear everything, you hear news, you hear a lot of things going on in this very hour of power of prayer. One hour, it's fortifying your life for that day, hallelujah to God, setting you up for the challenge that will come, hallelujah to God. You get calls, people have doctor's appointments, they make court cases, they go on into businesses, hallelujah to God. They're doing things, hallelujah to God, and God is moving in this hour of power prayer, setting you up, getting you ready for the great day, hallelujah to God, that you'll be able to stand in God, hallelujah to God. When you're able to worship the hallelujah to God, get carried away when I get caught up in the praises of God and into the worship of God, hallelujah to God, trying to be mindful. That's why it says we join ourselves one another, we help one another, we help us one another. Get carried away, hallelujah to God, and a lot of times we get carried away and was just going up in the worship and the praise and thank God for Pastor Donnie. I said, okay, Pastor, take us through, take us. She's the pastor, she's the founder, she's the head here, you know. She stands at the helm. Hallelujah. I said, we got to go further because the Spirit of the Lord has came. Hallelujah to God. God has stirred up the breath of the Almighty, has breathed on the broadcast as he does every day. At this point, you're just there, you're just worshiping there. Hallelujah to God. And the praises and the worship and the glory of God and the miracles that he's working, hallelujah to God, and the things that need to be done, it pushes out. The Holy Ghost begins to stand up and begin to talk directly to God. It begins to worship God. It begins to speak into the atmosphere. It begins to move things out of the way, hallelujah to God. It begins to clear up situations, hallelujah to God. And it even began to deal with me. These people here, you're going to just have to stop today. They're not walking in the Spirit. No. They call nobody here on the prayer line. They just call those people that I know. They would call up, hallelujah to God, and they just stay there, hallelujah to God. They refuse to move, hallelujah to God. They refuse to take hold of the gift of God that God had sent, hallelujah to God. If God had sent his son, the only begotten son, he sent him to die, hallelujah, for your sins, hallelujah to God. And he came. He lived a sinless life. He gave his life on the cross. He died. Hallelujah to God. Went to preach to those that were down there, got the keys of death and hell. Hallelujah to God. He ascended. He ascended far above all the heaven. He has a name that's above every name. It's the name of Jesus. His power in that name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Came from a long line of people, hallelujah to God, prince, kings, hallelujah, you name it, it's all there. When it came down, then Jesus was born, hallelujah to God, of a virgin birth. Never before ever was heard, but when he was born, they named him the Son of God, hallelujah to God. We came to praise, we came to worship God today, hallelujah to God, just standing on that scripture, hallelujah to God. And I want to add, if you're going to go into the prayer and worship, I want to add that when you begin to worship God, it begins to change your life. It adds increase to your life. It leads you and it guides you into directions. It leads you, it guides you into all truth. So if you don't have it, hallelujah to God, you can worship God for it. Let the God that know that you want all that he has for you, you have him best. And I want to say in my closing, what it was, hallelujah to God, that I was thinking about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And that some people are just fearful of it, hallelujah to God. Then I thought about the car that drives itself. They're trying to push it, hallelujah to God. And I thought about myself. I said, it's not something that I would want to sit in right away. You sit there and let the car carry you down the road at DC at speeds of 55, 60. The same way that when you come to God, you have to turn it all over to God and let God lead your life and guide you. That's what he said after he came up out of the Jordan River being baptized of John in the Gospel according to St. John, I think it's 4:12. So the day that sat on the regency of darkness saw a great light. You have to come to the point in your life when you're willing to let God drive, when you're willing to just totally let God lead you. I don't know if you get to see it, but Pastor had a picture in her office when she had the church here in Orlando with a woman of faith just stepping right off into the hands of God. It was ocean under it. But she just stepped, just blindfolded, just stepping out into the presence of God. And when you make up your mind that you're going to step out on the presence of God, this is not just a quick thing like quick. But you have to stay there. You have to work on it. You have to leave. A lot of times when we get off the broadcast, your name is being called against situations being called. Preparations are going out, at least with me, throughout the day when I have the chance, just calling your name out, calling out situations. Oh, Lord God, bless it, Lord God. Working on things in my life and your life, hallelujah, God. Working on things that we're just praying and going on, hallelujah. Keeping ourselves in the love of God with psalms and spiritual psalms helps to bring us through the day. In the name of Jesus. You get people that want to argue about different things, and the Bible says stay away from foolish genealogy and things that so easily beset us and run this week, because we're looking on to the author and the finish of our faith with Jesus Christ. And when Paul got there to this 14th chapter, he says, not meat and drink, whether in respect of a holy day or not, as essence is what he was saying. But you have been sealed with the seal of God, hallelujah to God. You have a power in your life that is needed in the earth, hallelujah to God, to help other people, hallelujah to God, to grasp hold of this eternal life, to change their lives, hallelujah to God. And as they grab hold to God and as they begin to worship with God and when they begin to talk to God about this law book here, this Bible here, hallelujah to God, when they begin to talk about the presence of God and that they have gave his life to him, God begins to manifest himself in a miraculous way, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. He's omnipresent, hallelujah to God. A few years ago, and Pastor went to Africa. She's been to a lot of places. My God, she goes around. I'd be happy just hearing her out the place. Well, before this thing came along, before God, places that she just go, just love people, love to go places, pray to people, and you hear testimony. We even had a call from, I think it was Washington, up there, the state of Washington, a person of a hospital administration, they call up wanting this hour of power prayer to lift up things going on there. When your life represents Christ, hallelujah to God, they see the good work and how they see the good work in you, that they will glorify the God that's in heaven. Hallelujah to God. If you're not experienced in the victory, hallelujah to God, begin to press into God, hallelujah to God. I started praying more so for my son Roger, hallelujah to God. Start praying for different things because you have that Holy Spirit inside of you, hallelujah to God. Impart in my prayers, hallelujah to God. Let this prayer reach them, hallelujah to God. Let this prayer change their lives. Let this prayer straighten up their mind. Let it pull them out of drugs, hallelujah. Let it begin to heal the body, hallelujah. Let it begin to break the spirit of alcohol, hallelujah, and drug addiction, of control, substance, whatsoever it be, hallelujah to God. Better mean, hallelujah to God. Let the spirit, hallelujah, of Christ Jesus begin, this Holy Spirit, let the prayers of the righteous go into the earth, hallelujah to God, that the earth will be saturated, hallelujah to God. Let the Holy Spirit come and let me edify the Lord. Let me begin to intercede to this prayer and this intercessory reach present, hallelujah to God. And God would come and God would see and God would begin to move things out of the way, hallelujah to God. If you keep watching with your eyes, hallelujah to God, you're going to get discouraged. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Because the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but it's joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. We draw our strength from there. We go forward from thee. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God and we praise God for what he's doing here at Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry, here in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, God. I want to welcome everybody, hallelujah, to the broadcast today. Hallelujah, God. I say, we go to take over your son and the car. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See you daily case. But the pastor has for us today, hallelujah to God. Maybe God has revealed something, hallelujah, onto you on yesterday. If he didn't, that doesn't mean that you missed the mark of anything. God deals with everybody individually, hallelujah to God. But I just thank you, God, for being here. Hallelujah to God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah to God. This is our prayer deliverance ministry. Hallelujah to God. You know, thank God, thank God, thank God. We thank God for it. Encourage you, hallelujah to God, to support here, hallelujah to God, in the ministry. I know you have a chance at the end of the at the broadcast, hallelujah to God, if you appreciate the work that's going on here. I'm here because somebody sold into her life. She sold into my life. We sold into each other's life. Hallelujah to God. Let's keep this going. Hallelujah to God. Without further ado, we're going to check in with our pastor, Adali, and see if she has something. Then we're going to continue this hour of power prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Adali.
Good morning. Good morning. Everybody, God is good and his mercies endure forever and ever. I'm just so grateful once again to be alive and well, to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Apostle Horsley, thank you so much for leading us this morning and even on yesterday and all the things that you're sharing with us, especially concerning the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. We are grateful that we do have the power through the Holy Ghost. This morning, there is someone I would like for us to pray for, and her name is Claudette. She is having a problem with her medication, so we're not sure what is going on, but we pray that God will help them to determine how to maybe change it or fix it for her. And then also pray that she will get her healing in her body. Amen. We know that God can do that. We know that all things are possible if we only believe. Want to pray for those who are in the path of the storm that is out there. That hurricane is dumping a lot of water everywhere. In fact, we're getting some of that water here in Atlanta. And the people affected by the fires out there in Oregon and California and wherever else the fires are burning. It would be wonderful if that water that we're getting here was out there to put the fires out. I mean, it's just, you think about that and you wonder how that could happen. But, you know, God is the one who controls all things, and we just continue to trust him. So we thank God for God being God, and we will continue to rise up in the Lord and keep him first and foremost in our lives. So that's pretty much what I have to share right now. And Apostle Horsley, everybody just be blessed. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah to God. We're excited about what God is doing. Hold on, prayer. We've got to pray. Hallelujah to God, that God will change that medication. Hallelujah to God. And that it gets fixed. Hallelujah to God. And healing for everybody. Hallelujah to God. That's under the sound that will come. Hallelujah to God. Even those that go to the archives. Hallelujah to God. It's a great day. Hallelujah to God. Just excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah to God. We're going to get you a name. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to continue this hour of power of prayer. We just thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah to God and how he's blessing. Even praying for my daughter. She's moving from New York to New Jersey, close to her job. Hallelujah to God. And we praying that I'm not going to be able to make the trip up there with her to pray over her home. New apartment that she has, hallelujah to God, but she's excited about it. And I knew what her prayer request was when she called on the telephone. Hallelujah to God. So I pray that we'll be able to get this back sent off to, hallelujah to God, so she can get to her store and get her face looking like she wants to do. Thank God for her. She got filled with the Holy Ghost a few weeks. But she was just so excited trying to explain to me. I said, don't try to explain that one, sweetheart. I said, that's it. That's the ultimate. Hallelujah to God. But the lines are open. We want to get your name and your prayer request as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer. Those of you who are seeking the Holy Spirit, just ask God to just fill your life, overflowing with that precious Holy Ghost. It's a gift, hallelujah to God. It's a gift. Just worship God and say, Lord God, that you like that Holy Spirit, the utterance of God, speaking, hallelujah, God, into your life, hallelujah, God, letting you know that you have reached out, hallelujah, God, into the spiritual realm, that you're working on your most holy faith. You're working on your most holy faith, and you're praying, and you're leaving everything at the altar of God, hallelujah, God. He's going to answer the prayer, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. So we got the lines open. We're going to take your prayer request, and we're going to go up before the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Darlene M. I do have a prayer request. I just request for you guys to continue to believe with me for assignment extensions on my job. Time assignment.
You said the home. You said it was home inside. You said home. A home assignment. You say?
No, long term work assignment.
Okay, long term. Is that the same as a permanent job in the field that you work in?
Perfect.
Yes.
What it is we go from go to different job assignments, and a lot of you don't know when the contract is going to end. So, like, the one I'm on now, they're saying that it may end on the 23rd. So, I just, you know, I'm just believing God for long-term extension,
okay.
You know, long-term assignment.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We will. Because sometimes, you know, I might, you know, if we pray for it, it comes back up in the middle of the day, and I say, God, bless all you. And with a long time of sermon, oh God, I'll start thanking, praising God for it, you know, sometimes during the day. This is just me, how, you know, I try to get the understand, okay? Amen. We'll pray for that. Simon, hallelujah, God. We have someone else there. Give your name at this time. Testimony, let us know if you're able to pray. Go ahead, God.
Good morning. This is Yvonne Laster.
Good morning, Miss Laster.
Good morning. This is Marie.
Good morning, Marie. Good to hear the voice. Good to hear the voice.
Good morning. This is Grace. I have a praise report. My son is home. My son is home. He came home like 36 hours after he was in there. So he came home Tuesday. He went in Monday, and he came home Tuesday. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for the testimony. Come on, everybody. We thank you, Lord God, that you brought him back home safely, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Lord God. Praise your name, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We just thank you for it, oh Lord God. Bless you, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, Lord God, but you did, oh Lord God. We're thankful that you did, oh Lord God, and there's rejoicing there, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the joy.
Yes, Lord.
In his body, God.
God, we thank you for this temple that we dwell in, oh God. We thank you, Father, this temple for our raised hands in the name of Jesus. We're holy. We're a whole nation, a royal priest.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You alone are worthy, O Lord God, of the glory, the honor. Well, thank you, Lord God. You're greatly to be feared. Do we have another?
Good
thank
morning,
you, Jesus.
Good morning, all. This is Sister Jeannie, and I'm asking for prayer for healing for my legs and just my body. And I'm thankful for being here this morning, waking up in my right mind. And I also have a praise report. My cousin Brenda, she got favorable results on all her tests, and she's doing much better. Thank God for all of that, and God bless everyone. Thank you for all your prayers.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen. So God, we thank you. Lord God, that you got a favor, we report in the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord, in the name of Lord God, we just worship you, Lord God. We adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Moving, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving, oh Lord God. By your power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That name that's above every name, oh Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, oh Lord God. We magnify your name, oh Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's just none, oh Lord God. There's just none greater than you, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And continue to bless the Lord God. Continue to bless the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have another hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to also pray for minister, Sister Helen, I think her name is. Haven't heard her voice in a while. I think she works in the school system or something there. Hallelujah to God. We pray that God's blessing her and keeping her.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Good morning.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
Charlotte. I'm standing in the need of prayer still, God, for my hip. I'm just praying for healing and the pain in my hip. And also, Lord God, I'm just praying for my daughter, Jasmine. She is unemployed due to COVID. And she has a one-year-old son, and I'm just praying and asking God to help her with a job that allow her to be the mother that she needs to be to my grandson, and to be able to keep a roof over her head and take care of herself. So I'm just asking for prayer for my daughter Jasmine for employment, and asking for healing for my body.
Okay. God, certainly we do believe in divine healing. Even now, I believe that God is it moving right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do we have another? Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus. Let's go up with a, when we go up, you want a corporate prayer that God will cover all things. Unless you have something else that you'd like to have Pastor Dolly, someone to pray or something like that there. We just go up and praise God and worship God. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, let me just call out these requests and we can pray for that and then we'll go from there. So our mother will be praying that her medicine will be fixed. Praying for deliverance from the Hurricane Sally, the fires in Oregon, California, wherever else they are. Apostle Horsley's daughter, what's her name? It's moving from New York to New Jersey.
Lisa.
Lisa, yeah. Okay. And then Darlene M's assignment to be extended. We'll be thanking God for Sister Jeannie's legs being healed today and all of her body.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Helen, who's out there working with the kids. She's a crossing guard. Sister Charlotte has hip pain. We'll God to heal that. And Jasmine, Nika Jasmine, covering for her son. And then, you know, whatever else you have in mind to pray about, pray right now. So, Lord, we just thank you today that you are
God, and by your power, Lord God, that you're covering every request, God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord.
We're just asking that you come to Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. All in the leg muscles, Lord God, right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Turn contract, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the finances.
Thank you. Give us a new breath, O Lord God. Let on save, O Lord
formed the creature, O God, from the dust of the earth. You blew into the nostrils, O God, your own breath, O Lord, O God, and then became a living being, O Lord, God. And in you we live and move and have our being, O God, O God. We are beings, O God.
Prayers are
full of love. And, you know, when you pray with love, I mean, God is so much blessed, you know. We pray because we love people and we want people to be delivered and we want people to be set free, healing to take place, God to show himself large in your life. We pray in faith, and that's important because when you pray in faith, believing, you know that God is going to move on your behalf. And even many times before we even call, God answers and he shows us great and mighty things. So we're grateful for everyone who's here today. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And I make a declaration that we shall continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we need shall be added unto us. And the word tells us that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And I make a declaration that we will fear the Lord, and we are his saints, and there is no want to them that fear him. So we don't have to be worried about anything. We will not be fretful because God is on our side. So we thank God today that he is moving by his spirit. And I make a declaration today that the evil one shall not touch us, and the evil one shall be put to shame. And we know that Jesus exposed the devil openly, and he's the highest of all principalities. So no matter what is going on behind closed doors, people are doing things and making plans for evil, plans to be executed. So we thank the Lord today that we have the power and the authority to tread on the serpents, the scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we continue to pray and thank God for protecting, keeping us, drawing our family to him, your family, my family, families around the world who need Jesus Christ. So we pray that you will have an awesome, beautiful day. Even if it's raining in your place, thank God for the rain, because that rain is helping things to grow. You know, the flowers grow because of the rain. The trees grow and all kinds of things grow because of the rain. So thank God for the rain and pray that God will help and restore those who have lost things because of the hurricane. And of Elisha and Jehu, that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And I make a declaration that every word that has been spoken against us shall return to the sender and shall not prosper in our lives. Every negative thought that somebody may have had against us will not prosper in our lives because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We send every evil spoken word back to the sender right now, and we call those evil people into the kingdom, and they will repent of their sin and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. Adios.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com blogtalkradio.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.